C2SP. Chapter 4. Christian Science versus Spiritualism. The Christian Science Textbook. A Workshop on Text Interpretation. Number 1A.
So now we start with the fourth chapter, Christian Science versus Spiritualism. It is the chapter on the Word as the Christ. And the moment we touch science, we know that there is nothing but the spiritual. Science has to do with only the spiritual, I mean a science with a capital S. And so the chapter on spiritualism will introduce us into the one infinite spirit. Now, this chapter is either liked or disliked by the reader, as no other chapter. Some feel, well, that chapter is not of any interest because they say, I'm not a spiritist and therefore I'm not interested in spiritualism at all. I can skip it, but that would be an enormous mistake. And so we must ask ourselves, what does the term spiritualism really mean? If we take Webster, we see that it is not so easy to define what Mrs. Eddy meant by spiritualism, because the definition of spiritualism here is quality or state of being spiritual. So we would say, well, that's something very positive. That's what Christian Science is all about. Or the definition goes on and says, spiritualism means spiritual nature or essence, spirituality. And again, we nod and say, well, that has to do with Christian Science. So why does Mrs. Eddy say Christian Science versus spiritualism? Another definition reads it that spiritualism is the doctrine that all that exists is spirit. And we would again agree and say, well, that's wonderful. That's what Mrs. Eddy teaches. Why then is she against spiritualism? And so one has to be careful in taking such a short definition from a dictionary and draw the conclusion about the meaning of a term. Because spiritualism is not the same as spiritism. Spiritism, we would see at once, is the counterfeit of Christian Science, because spiritism is the belief in departed spirits, and that hold intercourse with mortals that are staying here by means of a medium or physical phenomena. So that is quite clear. But because spiritism is used as a synonymous term for spiritualism, we get that undefinite definition, undefinite meaning of what spiritualism is. So very often in the world, people talk about spiritualism and mean really the spiritual world, the spiritual realm, and not so much what Mrs. Eddy understands under spiritualism. This question can be solved perhaps in this way. In Christian Science, we make a distinction which the world usually doesn't make, namely the distinction between the mental and the spiritual. When one reads articles in the world, in magazines and so on, one can see that the mental and the spiritual is for the writer the same thing, that what is mental is not physical, so if it's not physical, it is spiritual or it is mental. And so according to the context, they would write that it is spiritual or that it is mental. Whereas in Christian Science, we make a very clear distinction, a very important distinction. Because not every mentality, everything that is mental, is spiritual. We distinguish between material mentality and the spiritual mentality. There is really the point where we have to put things straight and make it clear that the mental can be spiritual, can be material, according to what qualities we attribute to the mental. Do we attribute spiritual qualities to the mental, or do we attribute material qualities to the mental? Therefore, even Mrs. Eddy had at the beginning quite a lot of difficulty in bringing out the difference between what the world is calling spiritualism, what she meant by spiritualism, because in the beginning she really called Christian Science spiritualism. If you turn, for instance, to the book Christian Healing on page 5, there, for instance, she speaks about the healing work, that we have to work out our own salvation, and that by our fruits we will know our faith. And then she says, this spiritualism, she means this spiritualism, after she has been writing about Christian Science healing, she says, this spiritualism would lead our lives to higher issues. It would purify, elevate, and consecrate men. Can you see? It's all positive. The more spiritual we become here, the more are we separated from the world. And so, you see here in Christian Healing, she still used the term spiritualism in the positive sense, as that which is the science of spirit, so to say, and called it spiritualism. Or if you read in the second edition of Science and Health, she says the true significance of spiritualism is the supremacy of spirit, in which soul instead of sense governs men. So also at that time, when she was writing the second edition, she used spiritualism in a positive sense. So one can understand that it is not always easy for someone that comes from the world and touches the textbook and sees that term spiritualism, that he can understand really what Mrs. Eddy means with it. In the course of events then, Mrs. Eddy began to make that distinction between the material spiritualism and the spiritual spiritualism. The spiritual spiritualism, which I have just quoted from Christian Healing or from the second edition, against what she also calls now in the chapter on spiritualism, material spiritualism. And it is actually this material spiritualism that she is analyzing, and the subject that is under discussion in this chapter. When we ask ourselves, what does the textbook say? And I come to the textbook, and I think always the textbook should be our guiding line in this very important question, and not other writings from Mrs. Eddy, which go right way back 10 years, 20, 30, 40 years back in her life. And those ideas in her early life after the discovery have undergone great changes. So when we ask the textbook, what is spiritualism, then we find various definite answers. This question is what we have in the Epitome book. It is that first question, what is spiritualism? And I gave a few references on that question, which you have certainly studied. So I just can quickly go over it and see that under question 1A, she talks that spiritualism is based on human belief. So we have a first indication about that spirituality which is meant under spiritualism, namely it's that mental spirituality, it's a mental belief, it's a human belief. It is not the science of mind, capital M, but it is a human testimony based on no scientific basis or origin. Mrs. Eddy also says that spiritualism relies upon human beliefs and hypotheses. Again, we can see It is resting on the mental basis, not on a spiritual basis. Yeah, she says it is mysticism, which gives spiritualism its force. So again, mysticism has nothing to do with Christian Science. We know mysticism has to do with the mental realm, with the whole realm of mental beliefs, and that is spiritualism. It is, as she says, a mere speculative opinion and human belief. So we have a first good basis to see that spiritualism does not rest on science, but on mysticism. That spiritualism does not rest on the divine mind, but on the counterfeit of the divine mind, of the human mind, of human opinions, of mortal mind, which is not material. That's why it is something else than blunt physical matter. In the question 1b, we have spiritualism is gross materialism. You have read those statements where she says that the basis and structure of spiritualism are alike, namely material and physical, that it is a material and physical mentality, which then is called spiritualism. Or we have that statement, just take one or the other out of context, where she said that spiritualism would transfer men from the spiritual sense of existence back into its material sense. You can see that's what spiritualism does. It tries to translate spirit into matter and therefore translate the highest sense of spiritual reality into a material concept, and look at it from a material sense. This gross materialism, she says, is scientifically impossible. So she says it is scientifically impossible. The science of spirit does not accept, therefore, spiritualism as a scientific basis. Or if we take question 1c, that spiritualism believes in corporeal spirits, that's another point that we must see, that spiritualism and spiritism are very often used as synonymous term. Synonymous term have a general common denominator, but they also differ slightly in its connotation. So spiritism, usually that which deals with spirits and with mediumship, is really that kind of spiritualism which is practiced through the method of mediumship, of spiritualistic seances, where mortals get in touch with so-called departed, with spirits, with ghosts. So spiritism is only one fraction of the whole theory of spiritualism. Spiritualism is a much bigger concept. Then we see under 1D that therefore spiritualism is not a derivative of spirit. So spiritualism and spirituality are two different things. Spirituality is a derivative of the one spirit, but spiritualism is material spirituality, which is a contradiction in terms. But it's that belief that spirit and matter mingle. So she said that therefore spiritualism with its material accompaniments, spirit mingling with matter, would really destroy the supremacy of spirit. So the moment we try to find spirit mingled with matter in one way or the other, we know that that is spiritualism. And naturally, that has to do with a belief that is innate in each one of us. Each one of us is a great spiritualist. He may not be a spiritist, but he is a very great spiritualist. Each one of us that sits here. We believe constantly that spirit and matter in some way or the other should cooperate, that they should support each other, that they should commune with each other, and that is destroying the supremacy of spirit. It means that we have something beside spirit God, which is the opposite of God, and this is spiritualism. So we can see that if we like to define the spiritualism in our own terminology, that we could say, well, spiritualism is that which has its basis not in mind, but in the counterfeit of it, namely in beliefs, hypotheses, mysticism, that relies on the counterfeit of spirit, namely that it needs material accompaniments, material factors in it, spirit mingling with matter. We see that spiritualism relies on the counterfeit of soul, because it says that spirit must be in matter, and that always that in is a counterfeit of soul, because soul is always outside of body, outside of finite form, outside of corporeal beings. And naturally then, it has a lot to do with the counterfeit of principle. It has to do with people, with person, because each person thinks, and that's why we are all spiritualists, each person thinks that he's a combination of spirit and body. If our body would not be showing forth spiritual qualities and the living spirit, the body would be dead, and we don't like that. So we want the spirit to be moving in our body, and that's spiritualism. And therefore we are deep-rooted spiritualists, and it is not so easy to get away from that belief. So if at least I have been able to show that we are all spiritualists in the best, in the deepest sense of the word, I have already accomplished something, because then we see we have to handle that belief, we have to analyze it and see what it is, we have to see how we can uncover and annihilate that belief in spiritualism. The next question is question two, what are spirits? Well, spirits is naturally the phenomena of spiritism. And Mrs. Eddy gives a very clear definition of it when she said, whatever really divides mind into minds, spirit into spirits, and soul into souls, and being into beings, is a misstatement which interrupts the meaning of omnipotence and the omniscience and the omnipresence of spirit. So dividing spirit up in parts is bringing about the belief in spirits, that there are little spirits, isolated spirits, that can do something that can be for good or for evil. And so we define spirits as that attempt to divide up spirit into spirits. So there are, when we ask the textbook, what are spirits? Mrs. Eddy says, actually, they are corporeal beings. Aren't we corporeal beings? So we are also these spirits walking around and hushing around and talking to each other as spirits. Or she says, spirits are so many corporealities, limited, finite in character and quality. Do we have sometimes or very often that feeling that we are corporealities, that we are limited, that we are finite in character, in abilities and faculties? We are. And so spirits is just another term for corporeal beings that believe that spirit must be in the body, that there are, as Mrs. Eddy said, so many material personalities. And who would say that we are not believing that we are material personalities? Yes, we say, no, in Christian Science, naturally we learn that man is an idea, that man is the idea of principle and not a corporeal being and a corporeal personality. The question only is, do we believe it? Or do we only state it? Do we really have the consciousness that we are not a personal corporeality, or have we the sense that we are? And I think each one of us must admit that there we have great difficulty constantly talking about people as if they were material personalities and therefore not as ideas of principle. Well, this is a general introduction into the term of spiritualism. You have also in the compendium on spirit at the end a very good tabulation showing on one side what spirit is and on the other side what the claim of spiritualism is. And so through the comparison of those two, I think you will get quite a good insight into the term spiritualism. I would really wish you that one moment or one day or one evening during the next year you pick up that compendium on spirit and look up what we have printed there on spiritualism towards the end of the booklet. So, if we want to simplify or the term spiritualism, we could say, well, spiritualism is really a funny belief, namely that belief that opposites mingle, that really spirit and matter mingle, that life and death mingle, that truth and error mingle, that opposites mingle. Whenever we have that belief, we have a spiritualistic concept, or that we see or believe that spirit needs matter, that it needs matter to manifest itself. So often people say, well, spirit needs the body to manifest itself. If it wouldn't have a material body, how could spirit manifest itself? And you see how deep-rooted our belief in spiritualism is, because spiritualism only expresses itself through spirituality and not through matter. It reveals itself not through matter, but spiritually. Spirit does not need really to interpret itself through matter, or to commune itself through matter or with matter. Can you see, the moment you have opposites and the relationship between those opposites, you have spiritualism in the best sense of the term. So in spiritualism we see, I just talk around it a little bit, in spiritualism we see that we believe that spirit can be limited, that it can be split up in little parts and can be limited, that it can enter matter, that it can dwell in matter, that spirit therefore, because it dwells in matter, has material sensation and therefore material senses, that the spirit has then a finite form and is no more unlimited, that it has a corporeal form, that spirit is a corporeal being, that spirit can become matter, can materialize. So it is the materialization of spirit, which is spiritualism, or the other way around, the spiritualization of matter is spiritualism. The whole Eastern religion tries to spiritualize matter and say, well, matter is only a certain way how spirit expresses itself. It's a concentration of spirit, and that is matter. You can find out all sorts of reasonings that are not scientific in order to prove that spirit and matter are both of the same stuff, namely that both are spiritual. That's why the definition of spiritualism reads, as I have read it to you, that it is a quality or state of being spiritual, but it doesn't say that matter is not the spiritual state of things in spiritualism, that they believe that matter is just one form of spirit, another form than spirit itself. And so the whole tendency in the student is, can we either materialize spirit and make spirit work as matter and through matter, or can we spiritualize matter so that matter becomes spiritual and we consider matter as an idea of spirit, as a phenomena of spirit. All that is really spiritualism in the deepest sense. So that spirit can be regarded as both as evil and good. Therefore, the spirits are either evil and good, and mostly, I must say, when one looks around, they are mostly good and very helpful spirits, and that the evil spirits are not so much practiced as the good spirits. Yes, well, this is in a short way showing what spiritualism is as a belief. And so that we see all this has to do with a concept, with a mentality that is very near to our unconscious feeling, to our unconscious living. Only when we are asked and bring it up to consciousness, we say quickly, oh, no, this is very different. God is spirit and man is spiritual. He is not material. He does not mix with matter. But woe, if that spirit is not made manifest in matter, then we don't go along anymore. We want to see spirit being manifested in matter and as matter. And that is what is at the core, really, of the very fact why Christian Science has so much difficulty in spreading itself, because the world as a whole does not want to get rid of matter, wants to build up matter, no matter with what means, to build up matter through matter, and if it's possible, then also through spirit, but matter must be built up and must increase. And this is therefore a terrific challenge to the world. It's a challenge to the worldly-minded. It's a challenge to the materially-minded. It's a challenge to each one of us. We would like to see spirit translated into matter so that it rests in matter, that it reveals itself in matter, and that it evolves in matter. That's my short introduction to the chapter.